is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 6. And if you have a Bible close by, grab a cup of coffee, open it up, and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We send out many of these and would love to get one into your hands as well. They're absolutely free. Now this is just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, easily into a purse or Bible case or something like that that you can take with you to church or wherever you go. And there, keep track of prayer requests. And then be able to mark when God answers those prayer requests. He promised that He would answer. He said, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of." And so these little prayer journals are a great little tool to remember to pray and to go back and praise the Lord for the prayers that He's answered. Now, the prayer journals are absolutely free. All they cost you is just a few minutes of your time. There are a number of ways you can get them. One, you can go to our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll see a link that says Contact Us. If you click on that link, send us your address, send us the call letters for you hearing this program today, and we'll get the prayer journal out to you just as quick as we can. Now, you can also just simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or, as many do, you can write to us. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, before we get on to our Bible study, there's one other thing I want to mention. Over the last couple of weeks, actually last month or so, we've received a number of requests for the prayer journal. The only thing is that people will write to us, I know mostly by email, that's where the problem has shown up. Now tell us where they're praying the program. Particularly, we've been getting letters from Kentucky and Ohio and in that area, and then they don't send us an address. And so we don't know where to send the prayer journal. If you don't send me an address, I can't send it to you. So please include that address. And if you've written to us in the last month or so and haven't received your prayer journal, maybe you better go back and try it again. Let me give you the email again. It's considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Tell us where you're hearing the program today. Give us an address. We'll get the prayer journal out to you just as quick as we can. Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah is such a great book. And I know it's a long book. It's one of the longest books in the Bible. But boy, what a story it tells of Jeremiah when God called Jeremiah to come and preach to the people. It was at a very difficult and a very hard time because people had turned away from God. They were not worshiping the Lord. They were not honoring the Lord. In fact, they were worshiping idols. And I think what was probably, not probably, it was a total insult to God where they would build gods and then attribute to those gods things that the Lord God had done himself. For example, they would build some calves and say, here's the God that brought you out of Egypt. Well, it was a lie. They were just metal. They were not God. It was God who brought them out of Egypt. And so this is how far they had gotten. And you're going to see that in the passage of scripture we read today. So I'm going to start in Jeremiah chapter 6. Let's go ahead and get to the scripture. I'm going to start reading in verse 10. And I'm going to read down through verse 17. So this is Jeremiah 6, beginning at verse 10. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I'm weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of the young and young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. What an awful time. A time when people had turned so far away from God. And I'll tell you, when I read this passage of scripture, it sounds so much like our country today. And I fear that God's judgment may come. And oh yes, we've been hearing about revival, and I praise God for that. I've been hearing about young people coming to Christ on our college campuses, and I thank God for that. But in our culture today, there is rampant, unbridled sin. And this is what was going on in the day of Jeremiah. And I want you to notice that the first part of this passage of scripture is all about judgment and how that God is going to judge this people. God will not put up with sin forever. At the end of verse 12, he says, I'll stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. When he says, I'm going to stretch out my hand, he's talking about in judgment. And by the way, they did face that judgment because of their rebellion against God. They would not listen to him. They would not acknowledge him. They didn't want anything to do with the God of the Bible, with the God of Israel. Now, before I get too far, I do want to point out one thing, that there is hope. And in verse 16, this is really the key verse to this whole passage of scripture. And it's really verse 16 where ultimately we're headed. I want to deal with some other things first. But verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You see, there was a hope. And there was a rest. Hebrews says that there is a rest that remaineth for the people of God. Those who trust him, there will be rest and there will be peace. It's a peace that passes understanding that Jesus gave us. And to really understand verse 16, we have to have a good picture of what was going on in the culture of Israel during this time and what was going on in their hearts and minds. Now, he speaks of this judgment, that judgment is coming because of their sin. In fact, when we get down to verse 13, he says, for from the least of them to the greatest. So here's the reason why the judgment is coming. Here is why you can see the outrage. You know, we go back at verse 11. He says, therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I'm weary with holding it in. I'll pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. He's had it. He said, I'm full of the fury of the Lord. And he says, I can't hold it in anymore. He had put up with all that he was going to put up with. And you wonder, when you see what's going on, when you see the unbridled sin in our world today, you wonder how much longer is God going to wait before that judgment comes. And I fear we may be seeing it soon. And our only hope, and I pray that God would give us a great awakening, an awakening of our own sin and our need for a Savior and our need for God himself. But look at the state they were in. Back to verse 13. From the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. When he says that they were turned to covetousness, you know, it really comes down to this. Everybody was in it for themselves. And boy, doesn't that sound familiar? From the least of them to the greatest. And, you know, we can look at this from several ways. From the least to the greatest, from the poorest to the richest, to the weakest, to the strongest, to the common man, to the politician, to the unknown, to the famous. However you want to look at it, it included everybody. And he said they had been given to righteousness. This word given to, I think, is important because it means they were all in, or all out, however you want to say it. They were in it for themselves. This covetousness means that they were looking at each other with envy, wanting what everybody else had. You know, we used to talk about keeping up with the Joneses. Wanting everything, wanting more and more and more and more, and then doing whatever they had to do to get it. I'll tell you, this covetousness, this desire for wanting more and wanting everything, it leads to all kinds of sin. It certainly leads to theft. Somebody wants it bad enough, they'll just come and take it. Are we seeing that around today? They'll want it bad enough that they'll cheat you for it. Have you heard about the scams going on? I'm sure you have. They're going to lie to you. They're going to steal from you. I think it will even go to the point of killing for it. They were given to this covetousness. Everybody in for themselves, wanting what everyone else had. They want yours, you know. Sometimes I go to different festivals or flea markets or different events, and I walk around, I'm thinking, you know, these people, all they just want my money. That's all they want. They just want my money. And I hate to be cynical like that, but the truth of it is, that's what they want. You realize every advertisement on TV, they're not trying to help you. They want your money. I'm afraid we're running out of time. We're going to have to continue this on for the next week and maybe weeks to come. But thanks for listening. Look at this passage of Scripture, Jeremiah 6.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.